Hare Krishna. So, Rupa Swargaranga, he asks, on your recent visit to the manor, you mentioned that Srila Prabhupada wanted his devotees to write. Can you expand on this? For example, what do we write about? I find writing about my experiences and realizations helps me. However, how will that help other devotees? Or should we only write about Lord Krishna? If so, I'm not on the level to write about Lord Krishna. It is already in Srila Prabhupada's books and senior devotees' books, isn't it? Yes, Srila Prabhupada had told us that we should all write. That writing is our family business. By writing, Prabhupada meant that recording our realizations and understanding of different topics relating to Krishna consciousness in a way that is superior to just a spoken word that once spoken is lost, but it remains in the future. Therefore, it's a really valuable investment of time, and it benefits people even after having been spoken. In one sense, this podcast is also writing because the information is then stored, albeit through electronic means. The other form of writing is by writing on paper, but most writing nowadays is electronically done. But in any case, writing has a real sphere, or rather, let me say, a spectrum of possibilities, especially in our modern communication age. But first, what's the main purpose of writing? Srila Prabhupada and Kaviraj Goswami says that the main purpose a Vaishnava writes is for self-purification. And the immediate result of that writing is that it makes other people Krishna conscious by glorifying Krishna. It's sankirtan. We're glorifying Krishna through transcendental sound vibration. So it's yagyai sankirtana prayer. When we talk about writing, it doesn't require, nowadays especially, some kind of big investment of money in order to publish books. Writing doesn't just mean book publishing. For instance, this podcast, as I mentioned, is a form of writing. People nowadays write their own blogs, have their own websites, which are relatively very inexpensive, very easily done. The main purpose should always be, as I mentioned, to glorify Krishna in a selfless way and to make other people Krishna conscious, to build faith in people about Krishna and to encourage them also to become devotees. There are periodicals, newspapers, so many forms in which one can participate in. There are other people and other internet conferences and forums where people communicate on so many subjects, from vegetarianism to spirituality. And in all of these, we can actually communicate Krishna conscious values and in that way help other people to become Krishna conscious. And since we're all supposed to be preachers, since we're all supposed to preach, therefore we can all participate to some degree or another in this type of activity. Especially when you're behind a computer, you don't have to go anywhere. It's something that you can do from the comfort of your home, and yet at the same time you can reach many, many, many people very, very easily, and have a wonderful influence. Just like if devotees have seen on the article section, I put up Ishwara Krishna's report to the BBT last year of his anti-Darwinian preaching and his teachings on his method of teaching creationism as opposed to evolution as the means of explaining how things came to be and how man got to be where he is, which is in complete ignorance of his own source or existence. And it's really really impressive to see the array of preaching and writing that Ishvara does through blogs, podcasts, on YouTube videos, personal appearances, his magazine. All of these things actually, I think, in my opinion, make him one of our most effective preachers in ISKCON, doing what Srila Prabhupada really wanted to be done, namely to present Krishna's view on creation as opposed to so many atheists' view on where things came from, and doing what Prabhupada really relished speaking about, namely kicking them in the face with a boot, with the boot of transcendental knowledge and logic. Another person who I've been hearing of the results of their writing was Bhaja Sevaki. She just wrote me recently. She's in the States, and she had a blog that she's been doing for the last few years, which was more indirect preaching, preaching about spiritual values, spirituality, about living in a holy place in India, and how to increase one's awareness of the self and others in the world around her. And she's on invitation to different places in the States. The people who have been on her blog are paying for her expenses. She just wrote me that she sold a whole set of Srila Prabhupada's books to Srimad Bhagavatam to one of the sponsors, and other people are very, very interested in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So it's making people Krishna conscious. And it happened through cultivation, once again through writing. So it can be done. It should be done. It's something that Srila Prabhupada wanted to be done, and the more that devotees take responsibility for glorifying Krishna in that way, the more that Krishna consciousness spreads. Sometimes, and I've commented before, that the internet also facilitates a lot of inter-party, interpersonal tensions and quarreling. That I don't consider to fall into the category of what Srila Prabhupada wanted, namely writing. And unfortunately, that's also one of the drawbacks of internet, is that anyone has access to a broad band of communication with all kinds of unnecessary things as well. So if we just keep in mind things that don't offend, things that are positive, things that glorify Krishna, that doesn't mean that one can't challenge the arguments of others. Certainly that should be there. But it should be always done in a Vaishnava, gentlemanly way, and in a constructive way, one that brings out the best out of everyone and out of everything. And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada himself said, you can say anything, but once you write it down, you've got to be careful. It's there forever. And when we write something down, then we should be aware that we're meant to be glorifying Krishna. So what we write down is the truth. We can write here, Rupeshwar Gauranga says, should you write about your own experiences and realizations? You can, but it should glorify Krishna. It shouldn't be some kind of super, super subjective thing that others can't relate to. Sometimes one writes just for one's own self. And if you're writing something just for you, then you keep it just to you. Everything may not be for public consumption. Should we write about Krishna? Well, everything that you write is about Krishna, because Krishna is connected to everything. Evolution is writing about Krishna, is glorifying Krishna. whether you should write about Krishna's pastimes. It depends what the audience is and to whom one is writing and what our own qualification is. If we don't feel qualified, there are so many millions of subjects that we can write about that are all writing about Krishna and that are all glorifying Krishna. He said Srila Prabhupada has written everything. Everything's in his books. Well, everything is in Prabhupada's books, not just about Krishna's pastimes, but on all subjects. But still, in our own words, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to elaborate further. And one can do that on our philosophy, our principles of tattva, on Krishna's pastimes, on so many other things. And if you want to know what you're qualified for and what you should do, then you ask your spiritual master, you ask the Vaishnavas, and they'll give you the suitable guidance. Hare Krishna.